broadcasting live from beautiful, historic Marion, Ohio, it's Now with Scott Spears on WWGH 107.1 FM. Call Scott live on the air anytime at 740-383-9944. No topic is too big or too small. I'm your announcer, the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. And now, here's your host, Scott Spears.
Thank you, man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. Scott Spears coming at you here on this Getaway Friday, last Friday in spring. Summer will be here on Wednesday, longest day of daylight hours all year round. Friday, June 16th, 2023, 15 and a half minutes past the hour, joined in studio by Sean Kraft, Matt Morgan. Phone lines are wide open here, 740-383-9944. Topics covered in hour number one. Would we elect a heavyweight president? Would we, well, should I be the new host of Wheel of Fortune now that Pat Sajak is stepping down? And what was our other topic in hour number one? Wasn't there something else we talked about?
Fat people.
No, we did not talk about heavy people.
Yes, we did. About the old picture on the...
Oh, cleavage. Does cleavage help you if you're a server? 740-383-9944 if you have an opinion on any of those questions or... topics, as they would say. And did Matt, did you ever say about you don't think the cleavage thing matters?
I mean, I wouldn't think so.
Well, that's showbiz. Now, this is kind of interesting. Generation Z right now is saying, oh, we're getting a phone call. We're going to open up this hour with a phone call. All right, hold on to your horses. Go ahead, caller.
Yes, no, and yes.
All right, hit me with it. So we would elect a heavy president.
Yeah. I mean, I don't see why not.
But would we?
He can do the job, and he carries himself well. I don't see the problem.
But why
haven't... He's going to lose weight while he's in office anyway.
But why...
That alone will cause him to lose weight.
But why haven't we done it?
Because we're a very shallow society.
So really, the truth is, we wouldn't. We're all saying we would, but in reality, the country would not do it.
I would like to see it, but no. Because we're such a shallow society, no.
What do you feel about Chris Christie? You think he could be our first heavyweight president?
I don't think much of Chris Christie. I don't want to get into that.
All right. Don't worry. We won't go down that road. Now, so what was the other no?
The no about you being host of Wheel of Fortune.
Well, what the... Why not?
Because you need to be here.
Well, I understand.
Here, so we can listen to you on the radio.
Well, that's
on the internet.
I appreciate that, but wouldn't you like to see me on the television every night with Mary Ellen Withrow hosting that Wheel of Fortune?
Do you have an agent?
I could get one.
You're going to need one to get that job.
Yeah, but I think if I just went in there and I gave him my idea. I'm going to give you the Guinness Book of World Records treasurer. She ain't coming if I ain't coming. Oh, and how about this? Announcer, golden voice, Ted Williams.
Now, that would be nice, yes.
Yeah, so every night you'll hear, join us on the Wheel of Fortune. And I'll come out every night and go, thank you, man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. Welcome to Wheel of Fortune.
You know, I'd probably even watch Wheel of Fortune.
See, you would watch if... Now, who should we get to be the letter turner, though? Because we got golden... I'll give him golden voice. I'll give him Mary Ellen. And I'll give him me. But we got to have a letter turner because we're packing Vanna's bags and sending her out.
Well, considering when Pat was off with his blockage operation, they didn't need a turner. Do you really need a turner?
Well, I think we need a woman on camera. I mean, I think that's what that's all about.
If you absolutely have to have a woman, I got to boot for Angie. I got to boot for Angie.
Okay, well, what about the other women that we brought up here tonight? What about?
They're all fine, but I like Angie.
Oh, okay. Well, yeah, she's very nice. I like Angie, too.
I like her dad.
Oh, absolutely. Charlie was a longtime friend of ours here. But you think she'd do better than... Don't you think Abby wouldn't shut her mouth? Don't you think that would be the problem?
Yeah, you guys had some pretty good discussions on the radio. I remember those.
Yeah, and I just think if I said, hey, I want to buy an H, she wouldn't shut up.
No, I'm pretty sure the producers would fix that.
So, and your other one, what was the third one? Oh, the cleavage thing. What did you think of the cleavage thing?
What did I say? Yes, no, and yes.
Yes, no, and yes.
Yes. depending on the place that you're at. Now, I have been in long years past, I've been in some bars, and the more the women show, the more money they make. And that's, there again, that's just the way society worked back then.
See, but I don't think this girl that I worked with was showing her cleavage to get better tips. I gotta defend her.
No, maybe she just wanted to show her cleavage. She knew it was nice, and she wanted to show it off. There are women out there like that.
It's like when you polish your car. You want to take it for a drive.
They're proud of what they have.
Sure. Well, and maybe in her case, it didn't all fit in the shirt. You know, she might have popped a button.
Yeah, she could have bought a bigger shirt. You can't go there.
You know, though, for a letter turner, though, I'm just thinking of this on Wheel of Fortune, because you know Vanna White. She's always wearing those slinky dresses, and, you know, she's all, we need somebody who can be slinky and, you know, Vanna's a cleavage type of girl.
Well, she used to be. I mean, she's well into her 60s now.
Right, that's why she'd have to go. We're gonna have to young that up a little bit. And, Ashley Williams. Perfect.
Yeah.
Yeah. Her and I bet I could get her.
You know, really, I was thinking about that when I saw that, and I figured, this is the way I think, Pat moves out, retires, Vanna moves back to his position because she was in his position when he was off, and Pat's daughter takes over Vanna's spot. Now, I mean, that's no Nick against you or anything, but, I mean, that's just the way I figured it would work.
Well, if it's not going to be me getting the job, who would you like to see replace Sean on Family Feud? Who would you like to see?
Family Feud.
Yeah. Wheel
Family
of Fortune.
Feud?
Yeah. First mistake I've made in 9 years. Okay, go ahead. Wheel of Fortune. Who would you like to see on Wheel of Fortune?
Besides you, or?
Yeah, if it's not me, who would you like to see there?
Oh, good Lord. Probably,
Bob Barker.
No, Christ. He's almost 100 years old.
Well, he'd be short term. He'd just be on there a couple days a week.
He'd be on there a couple days, period.
I would say, like, Jessica Simpson would be a good one on that.
Jessica Simpson?
Yeah.
She didn't host anything.
No.
I just hope to God they don't put that god-awful Ryan Seacrest in there, because I don't want to see him on anything anymore. He's terrible.
I saw on the internet, and, you know, you can believe everything you read on the internet, Whoopi Goldberg and Ken Jennings both were vying for that position.
Whoopi Goldberg?
Yes.
She's host of The View.
Yeah.
She ain't got time for that.
Yeah, she can drop The View in a second.
Oh, no, you don't drop The View. The View is the number one daytime show on television.
Really? How many different hosts have they had on The View?
Now, moderators, I think they've only had three in the 25 years they've been on. I think it's just been Meredith Vieira and Rosie O'Donnell and Whoopi Goldberg.
Yeah, Whoopi left for a while, didn't she?
No, I think she's been there.
Really?
What about Joy Behar?
For a while. I thought she was in a tiff with the rest of them and left for a while.
You know, who's a good... Golden Voice? I think Ted Williams would make a good...
He'd make a great announcer.
Well, what about a host? I mean, he could host.
No, he gets too flighty.
I could see him hosting.
Yeah, but don't you think if I offer them these people, this is my posse? This is Mary Ellen Withrow and
Ted. What's Mary Ellen going to do?
She's going to sign every. See what I'm going to add to the show. At the end of the show, she's going to sign the check.
But they don't give out checks.
And we're going to start. We're going to say, because however much you win, you know, at the end they just flash it on the bottom. Oh, Beverly here won $13,000. Well, now it's not going to be like that. What's I'm going to say? I'm going to say, Beverly, you just won $13,000, and now here's the 40th Treasurer of the United States with your check. And Mary Ellen will come out with a big check, and she'll sign it, and then that's how we'll end the show.
So you're going to have a big check like they do on The Price is Right when they play the check game.
Oh, yes, and Mary Ellen's going to sign it. You know, that Guinness Book of World Records signature. And Ted will be standing out there with me. And whoever our letter switcher is will be out there in a skimpy dress. And then we'll all wave goodbye. And I'll say, hey, for all of us here at the Wheel of Fortune, this is Scott Spears heading for the dugout. It'll be great every night.
Yeah. I mean, you know, if you really wanted to go for it, I mean, you're going to have an agent. Because you don't work in Hollywood without an agent.
Yeah, but a lot of people like me in Hollywood. They've often said, you need to be in Hollywood.
Yeah, you know, you was talking about the people you could put on your resume. You could put Phil Donahue on your resume.
Phil Donahue?
Or Dick Cavett on your resume.
Dick Cavett.
Bob Costas.
Bob Costas.
You could put them people on your resume and probably put you right in there.
Sally Jesse Raphael, who was just on last Friday.
Yeah, but she lives in Canada now.
Well, I think she could still write a note. I think they allow that up in Canada.
Yeah, I don't know. You know, trouble getting across the border and all.
What about Bob Costas? Now, I could see him hosting the show.
No, he's more of a news guy. I can't see him hosting that show.
Well, I think it's... What about Shecky Green?
No, they'd never get anything done. He'd always be telling jokes.
Oh, he's funny, isn't he? He's hilarious.
Oh, I love Shecky Green.
Oh, he's my favorite. But Phil Donahue, I'd love to see Phil Donahue doing it.
Nah, he's more of a news guy, too. He'd be out there asking questions and callers wanting to call in and stuff. Nah, I can't see him.
Well, I'd have to do that, too. I'd have to say, now, do we have a call? We'll have to add calls to the show.
Man, maybe you have to move that to an hour show.
It'd be a long one. I don't know. I'm just trying to... Ashley Williams. But have you ever seen Ashley Williams, by the way?
No, I can't remember if I ever have or not.
I'll tell you what. When the show's over, Google her, and you'll thank me later. She's the most beautiful woman that God has ever put on the face of the earth.
Really?
Oh, yes. You sound skeptical, but it's true.
That raises the bar pretty high, Scott.
Listen, I'm telling you, this woman, I wait around every Christmas for her movies, and I don't care about Hallmark or their movies. I just care about looking at her for 2 hours. And when she comes on the show, it's an exciting day.
I'll check that out.
You check that out. Trust me, you will enjoy. Matt, do you know who Ashley Williams is? Did you Google her yet?
No, I have not.
You Googled Palin earlier.
Why would he Google Palin?
Oh, see, you don't like Palin either. Sean said he would vote for Palin.
Well, everybody's got an opinion.
That's right. Well, what's been new with you?
No, nothing. I started a job.
Oh, what you doing?
I'm working security over at Whirlpool.
Oh, nice. Is that a day job?
No, it's a third shift job.
Oh, wow. What time do you go in?
11 o'clock. Work till 7.
Wow. Fun job?
Nah, it's kind of boring, really. You almost sit there and wait because I work on the inbound side where the trucks come in to drop stuff off. And, yeah, a lot of times I'm sitting there waiting, hoping a truck comes in just because I'm sitting there getting sleepy and I need something to do.
Well, I'm glad you found a nice job out there at Whirlpool. Now, Matt just saw Ashley Williams. Now, go ahead, Matt. Give us your opinion.
I mean, she's okay. She's got nice eyes.
She's okay?
She's got nice eyes.
There's definitely better looking
actresses.
Well, that's
not near the bar I put up.
She's got nice eyes. She's got mesmerizing eyes.
What color hair she got?
Brown hair.
Yeah.
Now, that could be interesting. I'll have to look her up.
Listen, if she would come host this show, I mean, honest to God, you know, I'd let her in here as a co-host. Every morning. She could, Ashley, what do you want to do? And I wouldn't turn that over to anybody else. But Ashley, we could do this as a co-host thing every morning. Hey, wake up with Scott and Ashley.
There you go.
She can come in on a Friday show and I can stay home.
Well, I'm glad you're out there.
Yeah. I made it a point to make sure I remembered to listen to the show tonight.
Well, don't miss this show ever because big stuff's coming. Did you like Mary Ellen last week?
Oh, no, I missed Mary Ellen.
Oh, darn. Well, you'll have to keep listening.
Yeah, I'll catch it on the replay.
All right. Hey, thanks for being out there.
All right, buddy.
Bye-bye. All right, phone lines are open. Well, there we got some insight that, no, we would not elect a fat president. Yes, cleavage does matter when it comes to tips. And they don't want me to leave this position to take the job at Wheel of Fortune. What do you think?
I think you should just go for the Wheel of Fortune. Business.
Go for the Wheel of Fortune. Somebody else can do this. What do you think, Sean?
Oh, gosh. I don't think you should be on the Wheel of Fortune at all.
Well, let me know how you really feel about the whole situation.
No, I mean, I just don't think that's a good fit for you.
And what would be a good fit?
No, I'm just... I mean...
You would have to do a lot less talking if you were on, like, whatever show it was. The Wheel of Fortune.
I could slow it down. Would you like to buy a vowel? See? I could do it.
Not slow, like, just less words overall. There's less talking. There's a lot less conversation involved in Wheel of Fortune.
You would want to interview him.
You would sit there with an interviewer, but you don't have time to do that. You run out of time.
If it's my show, I think I can do whatever the hell I want
to do. No, no, no. You have producers, and your producers could be yelling in your ears, saying, come on, let's go. Let's go, let's go.
I'll say, who's the host? Who's the host? Okay.
And they're going to say, and who's paying your paycheck?
I'll say, Merv Griffin's company. I'll say, I can get a new producer. It'd be just a fascinating show. That's all I'm saying. And I think everybody would watch it every week. You wait till I'm on Wheel of Fortune. Then heads will roll. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Well, more about looks tonight. Gen Z, a new study is out that says Gen Z, Generation Z, is more transparent about their plastic surgery. That people used to hide it, but now Generation Z has it, and they just tell you they had it. What do you make of that, Sean?
I'm kind of confused on the whole situation. What is it?
You may run through that whole thing again.
I don't know what that is. It's about plastic surgery. Some people are saying I'm confused.
Generation Z, the young generation, okay, is more transparent about their plastic surgery. They're willing to tell you that they had it.
Who cares?
Well, obviously the people who wrote the study.
Oh, I don't care who has plastic surgery, who doesn't.
Yeah, but a lot of people are very private about that.
No. I don't care who has it. A lot of people had it back then.
I don't think the question was, do you care who has it? The question was, what do you make of Gen Z being more transparent about it, where generations prior have not told anybody, because that's the whole point of plastic surgery, to not know that you've had anything done?
It's because we're open book this world. Here's the deal. Here's the difference between 50 years ago and today. We are open society now. Everybody tells everything. Doesn't matter what it is.
I think that's not so good in a lot of cases.
Well, it's the truth now.
People have to have their privacies.
But they don't.
They should.
They should.
Like, I know two girls who are part of Gen Z who get Botox. And they tell you they get Botox, but I think that defeats the purpose.
I thought about getting Botox.
That the lips?
No, that's the shot in the head, the eyes, to get rid of the wrinkles in your head.
Will Botox help with my eyeballs underneath the black? The black, but I don't sleep very well.
You could probably dig this. We got to go dig this guy up, this relative of yours from the Marian Star, and see how he died.
What do you mean? Why do you want to check that?
Well, it's your genetics. We got to find out who this guy is.
It's bone. He's probably all bones now, I'm sure.
He's probably in the Mastodon Museum somewhere. What? Poor man. I don't know who he is. He's not named in this article. I don't know why he's in the... He's on the picture, and they don't name him.
Well, they probably know who he... They have no idea who it is, probably.
Well, I'm sure that this... Look at that look on his face, though. Isn't that the creepiest look? I swear.
Is his name not in the caption at the bottom?
No, it doesn't say anything about this.
That might have been his... That might have been his wife.
I don't think so. I don't think so.
You don't think they would
be... No, maybe security guard. No, it says Marilyn Meskie tap danced to three songs to win Miss America in 1938. In addition to her crown, she was awarded a sash, trophy, scepter, and robe. Boy, back in the days when they used to give them scepters. Doesn't even say who this heavy man is, or the skinny man.
Well, who cares who they are?
Well, I know his name is Mr. Kraft. I just don't know his first name.
Would you stop? That is not true at all.
No, we know that much about him.
That's not true.
And he's giving a weird look to Marilyn Meskie. I don't like that. All right, apparently we don't care about plastic surgery. Well, here's an interesting thing. After the pandemic, 19% of people said they're willing to have an open relationship now. Now, I don't know what that has to do with the pandemic, but whatever.
Oh, here we go. We talked about this a while back ago, open relationships.
We're not talking about open relationships. We're talking about the fact now that 1 in 5 people say that they're willing to have an open relationship after the pandemic. I don't know if it was that high before.
Well, you think that would have been totally different before the pandemic.
Why?
Yeah, I'm with him. Why? I don't see the correlation between the two.
Well, because during the pandemic, you spread diseases still. But before the pandemic, it wasn't even heard of, all these diseases and stuff.
But this is after the pandemic.
Right, I'm just saying, though.
Why do you think now people are willing to have open relationships?
Who knows? People are just sickening.
Okay. What does that have to do with this?
Huh?
Why is that sickening?
It just is. I mean, why would you want to have a real open relationship?
I don't know. To each their own, I guess.
It's just ridiculous.
I don't know. What do you think, Matt?
I think if you're going to be in a relationship with somebody, you should be in a relationship with that person.
Yeah.
You and I talked earlier, and you asked me a question about relationships. Now, what was it?
Earlier
today.
You guys talked about relationship earlier?
We did. Off the air. You said to me, do you think relationships are normal?
Oh, right. Okay. Yeah. Okay. I mean, yeah.
I don't know if they are. But I'm trying. How did you phrase that?
I mean, I think I did say normal, but it was more so like because I used the example of how like most animals in like nature and whatnot will just like will mate and then that'll be like the end of it. Like there's no real anything there. It's just they breed and then they split ways.
So you're a proponent of the open relationship, then?
I wouldn't say I'm a proponent. It was just interesting to me. Interesting thought.
What do you think, Sean?
About dogs and cats mating and... Is that where we're at?
No, what was being said there was dogs and cats don't have relationships. They just go around from dogs and cats to dogs and cats. So why are human beings the only people in the universe that feel a need to be in a relationship? What even is a relationship, really?
Well, because people have feelings. Humans have feelings. Dogs and cats, we don't know if they have feelings or not. They probably do. We don't know. But humans, we know people have feelings. And I think if you do that and you have more than one partner, then it can cause issues.
Yeah, but if you want to do it, why should we judge you? This is back to the judging process.
I mean, to each his own, as far as I'm concerned, it's not for me.
Well, no, and you don't have to be in one.
Yeah.
I'm just saying, what do you make of the fact that now 1 in 5 people think that that's okay? The numbers are up.
I mean, the world's going nuts, so I guess it's kind of normal.
I think it's better. I'm not saying open relationships are good. I just think it's better when you're not in one. I think they're very difficult. I think in the beginning you think it's a good idea. Oh, I'll hang around with this person. Won't that be fun? And then you spend some time with them and you realize it's not so much fun all the time.
Well, then you break up with them. You don't stay with them and have another relationship with somebody
else. Well, no. You can end it, but I'm saying I don't know that people... I think people should probably just get, like, dominoes or something and play dominoes all day. We have so many divorces, we have so many diseases, we have so many problems, we have domestic, we have all that would go away if the relationships were gone.
But it's not going to happen.
Well, you never know.
I don't think anybody...
They can abolish anything.
Yeah, but relationships and all that is never going to go away.
This is a very superficial show tonight. I'll tell you, because Jennifer Aniston, we all know who Jennifer Aniston is?
I know the name.
She was an actress on Friends, did several movies, very good-looking woman.
Yeah. Is that the one played, like, Rachel?
Rachel.
Yeah.
See, there you go. You know Rachel. Okay. Well, here's the thing. Jennifer Aniston is getting a saying now that she says that she hates. You look good for your age. She doesn't like that. Because it implies that she's old. So what do you think?
I think she's old.
See? Is that really a compliment, though? That seems like a backhanded compliment. I can see why Jennifer Aniston doesn't like that. What do you mean, you look good for your age?
I mean, I guess if you look... Personally, I think Jennifer Aniston just looks good.
All right. So if Jennifer Aniston wanted an open relationship with you, you'd sign on for that, right?
Yeah, for sure.
There you go. Ashley Williams?
I don't... Like I said, man, she's got nice eyes.
Look at those eyes. All right, what do you think, Sean?
About what?
Jennifer Aniston.
Oh. I mean, you know, I used to watch Friends and stuff all the time, but I think she looks good.
Yeah, but do you think people should say you look good for your age?
Yeah, why not?
She didn't like it.
Well, too bad.
I mean, okay, so I think the, like, what's the point in saying you look good for your age if she just looks good? You should just say, you look good.
Yeah, what's the difference between you look good or you look good for your age?
The only difference is you're old.
Yeah. I mean, it's just, that's why people don't tell their plastic surgery.
it just happens. You know, people just... Well, there you go again. They're stereotyping again, so there you go.
Who's stereotyping?
People are using that word but because they're saying she's old, but really she looks good.
Yeah, but they're trying to give her a compliment, I think. But I think it's a backhanded compliment by saying you look good for your age. Like, at this age, you're not supposed to look good?
I mean, basically, a lot of old people, that you know, they do get kind of wrinkles and stuff like that. But she's up there in age. You know, what is she, like, probably in her late 50s, early 60s? So
50s, I would say.
Yeah. I think she's probably in, like, what, 50... 57, 58, probably?
Yeah, but what does this... what age do you start saying you look... 54?
Okay.
Okay, so at what age do you start saying you look good for your age?
I don't know. Probably in the late 50s to early 60s.
But, you know, we're a very looks-driven society. None of this surprises me. You look good for your age and Gen Z being transparent again, about the plastic surgery and all this.
I think that, like, if you're going to say that somebody looks good for their age, they should look good for their age.
Well, I mean,
if that makes sense.
Not really. So, I didn't catch that one at all.
So, okay. So take, like...
I was confused there.
Jennifer Aniston just looks good.
Right.
Okay.
Right.
But if... if somebody was, like, her age...
54.
But looked... Jennifer Aniston looks like she's 30.
Does she?
I think so.
Oh, okay.
If somebody looked 54 and looked good, but you can tell they're 54, there's a difference between Jennifer Aniston still looks like Jennifer Aniston still looks like she plays Friends, and she plays Rachel in Friends.
She hasn't changed.
She has not changed.
Okay. You know where you find out how people really look? It's at the beach. Go to the beach.
New beach or regular beach? I'm just asking.
I don't know that it really matters, does it?
Well, yeah, new beach, you get to see the whole body.
I think the same concept still applies.
Yeah, because when you go to the beach, once people start taking the clothes off, you really start to see the age. It's like a car. A car looks good until you open up the hood. And then you open up the hood and you can see some damage. And the same thing happens to people at the beach. I think that was a brilliant analogy. I don't know about you, but I think that was just... You need to put that one in the history books. It's just like an old car. You know what I'm saying?
Because
you can do your face up all day long, and you can cover your body up with clothes. But when you're at the beach, and you got, you know, things are exposed, like your arms and your legs and things like that, a lot of times you can see the age.
Yeah, because a lot of the cleavage starts to sag.
Yeah, that's right. Can't prop it up at the beach. I'm talking about in a lot of, like, your old relatives. I bet when this joker went to the beach, I bet his cleavage was sagging all over the place. I wouldn't want to see him. You know, he went to the beach a couple of times as the volleyball. That's what he was. God rest his soul. Like Marilyn. Now look how she's dressed there. She's in a swimsuit.
Who?
The Miss America, Marilyn Meskin. She's in a swimsuit.
I mean, what is she, like 90 or 100 there, right there now?
No, in that picture, she's young. She's Miss America.
I mean, how old is she now, you think? By 90?
Dead.
I know she's dead.
She was Miss America in 1938.
Oh, yeah, she's 100 and something.
Yeah, but look at her. She's in a bathing suit.
Okay.
She looks good there because she's young.
Okay.
But if this man was in a bathing suit, we would see the age on him.
I'm sure that was probably her husband, I'm sure.
I don't think it was. You ever know the story of Fatty Arbuckle?
Oh, jeez.
Do you ever hear the story of Fatty? And I'm not kidding, folks out there. If you don't know, there was a movie star named Roscoe Fatty Arbuckle. And he nicknamed himself Fatty, because back in those days, they liked a plump guy. And he was at a party. Oh, we're taking a call here. Hold on, and I'll give you the conclusion of the story of Fatty Arbuckle. Go ahead, caller.
Hey, I know nobody likes the radio hog, but I gotta tell you something funny real quick.
Go right ahead.
So, my brother, my younger brother, he's never at a loss for words, and he's kind of, I don't know, he's just rude. He really doesn't care about people's feelings at all. Complete opposite of me. But anyway, he says he can't stand it when, like, older chicks show their cleavage. He says when it's all, like, wrinkled and stuff, it looks like scrambled eggs.
Oh! Whoa. Now, see, but what is an older chick? I think that's the Jennifer Aniston question here. What's an older chick? 40?
Well, if your cleavage looks like scrambled eggs, I guess.
Well, like, I'll tell you something interesting. Now, I think 40 is the age where, you know, really, you start to see gravity setting in. Because I've known a lot of women in their... Now, in your 40s, you can still pull off looking good on a good day. But, like I say, you go to the beach, and you can start to see why, you know, you all of a sudden realize they're 40.
What do you look for at the beach, Scott?
I don't really go to the beach.
Oh, okay. What are you hiding?
Well, when I'm 40, I'll let you know. But the point is that when I go to the beach, no, I've seen it. I wear sunglasses at the beach because I don't want a reflection off of this guy on the front page of the paper, you know, to blind me.
Well, there's a lot of things you can do. Like, they have cover-up sticks where you can use on your legs to cover up the spider veins. Like, have you seen those YouTube videos where the hot new trend is where the chicks, like, put the tape on the side of their face and there's a string attached to it somehow and it, like, pulls their face back to make it look like they had a facelift and then they cover it up with their hair or whatever and it, like, takes 20 years off their look. I ain't doing all that. I'm letting everything... Look, if you look at me and you don't like what you see... Honey, you could turn your head. I'm letting it all hang out. Every bump, crack. I don't care.
Well, see, but that's what we're saying.
I'm a grandmother. When you get to, like, grandma status, grandmas aren't supposed to be hot.
No, but you know, now here's something I don't like. Now, let me tell you something I don't like. A lot of people I work with a lot of females working in the education industry, and you know, what I don't like is a lot of times, you know, you see them in a professional atmosphere at work and they're dressed professionally because there is a dress code at school. And I don't like when social media now, we become friends with them on social media and all of a sudden like their husband or like their kid will snap a picture of them at the beach and you'll see a picture of them and you know, then that picture's stuck in your head because they aren't exactly as you see them in school, you know what I'm saying?
Well, I mean, you didn't think they went around in, like, pumps and a A-line skirt all the time, did you?
No, but I'm just saying, I think that's for their husband's eyeballs or for their boyfriend's. That's not for my eyeballs.
Well, you already know my philosophy about Facebook. I don't get on that anyway.
Right, but I have to be social. And I just don't like, you know, I don't want to see anybody, you know, halfway dressed. I just don't care.
Yeah, it's like going to the beach and there's Mr. Rogers in a Speedo, like.
Exactly. Mr. Rogers in a Speedo. You don't want that.
Yeah. All right, toodles.
Thank you. Bye-bye. All right, 740-383-9944. So I agree with that, don't you?
Yeah, I totally agree.
Don't you think 40 is where gravity sets in?
Yeah, that's when the tide starts to come on.
Yeah.
I don't know. I'm nowhere near.
Oh, you have a long ways to go.
You have a little ways to go.
Yeah.
But in any event, the story of Roscoe Fatty Arbuckle, he was a famous movie star of the time, big time, number one movie star of the time, and he went to a party, and he saw a girl who he, you know, woo, one of those things where he was hot for this girl, and this girl was hot for him, and they went into the bedroom, and they were going to do something, and he rolled over on top of her, and smashed her. Killed her right there, flattened her, and he just got up and grabbed his hat and left, and they put him on trial, and they tried him for the murder of this woman, for crushing her, and it ruined his life. Now, he won the trial because come to find out she just died of some, like, overdose of drugs, and he really didn't crush her. But it ruined his life, and then finally he was coming back. Oh, this is the tragic story. Years later, he couldn't work for years, couldn't get a job. Years and years and years. And then finally they offered him a job. He's back to work, and the night before he's supposed to go back to work, he has a massive heart attack and dies. And that's the story of Roscoe Fatty Arbuckle. Now, does that tell you something about society?
I know.
If you're a big man, don't roll over in bed.
Yeah, I guess.
Like this guy right here. The front page of the paper. Poor man. Look how he's looking at Marilyn. That's all you need to know. That's all you need to know. That's all. That's my whole point tonight. Is if you see this picture, it is weird. She should have cracked him with her scepter. What do you feel about Roscoe Fatty Arbuckle?
I feel sorry for him that he got charged for murder and he really didn't. Well, I mean, I guess he just smashed her a little bit.
Smashed a little bit of her.
Yeah.
But he shouldn't, you know, his weight played into that. If he'd been a smaller man, he wouldn't have been accused of
I'm
that.
I'm sure he probably suffocated her, I guess.
I think he just said crushed. Did anybody else know the Fatty Arbuckle story? Give me a buzz here. 10 minutes left to go. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. There are all kinds of troubles you can have with people. That Fatty Arbuckle story, I think, is a good example of it. Ruined the man's career. He's never going to host Wheel of Fortune.
He's dead.
Well, that's true, but he's not going to do it. What do you think, Matt?
Do you think he was charged for murder because they thought he crushed her, or because he just got up and was like, well, she's dead, and then left?
I don't know if he knew she was dead. I think he just thought she was quiet.
I don't know about that.
No, wait, it's quiet, like she didn't talk a whole lot. Wait a second.
I don't know about that.
Oh, Lord. You know, she wasn't a conversationalist. She didn't say, I've seen a lot of your pictures. You know, it wasn't one of those. She didn't ask for an autograph.
But when you're dead, you don't make a sound. It's silent.
Yeah, I understand that.
There's no breathing or anything.
Well, I'm sure he didn't check her pulse.
How do you take that for just quiet?
Well, I'm sure the lights were out. It was nighttime. I could see that. Couldn't you, Sean?
Yeah, I mean, you think you would have checked for a pulse or something.
Do you think after that you check it for people's pulse? Let's check and see if they're still alive over here.
Well, I mean,
I don't think so.
I think if you roll over somebody, you want to make sure they're still alive. Or...
If they're not breathing,
yeah, why didn't he call it?
You might want to...
Why did he roll over her? What, is that kind of like some kind of pregame... What was he rolling over people for?
Well, it's probably like a steamroller.
Okay, well, that's good. Why'd he do that?
It's a trick.
It certainly was a trick. Got him brought up on murder charges. Ended his career. That was a trick.
Well, it's good that he didn't pounce on her.
Now, why would he be pouncing on her?
Don't be pounce. Like
oh, pounce,
like,
pounce. Yeah. I thought you said bounce. We don't want that either. No bouncing, no pouncing. Poor lady. God rest her soul. We don't even know her name, but she went on to her reward because the man killed her.
Well, no, you said she died of the drugs.
I guess, but, you know, they got him. They got him. Ruined his career.
Was it his party?
I don't think it was his party. I think he just showed up. Because he was a big deal. He's the guy you wanted at your party. He was a man full of... He was a star, he was big, he was large, he was entertaining, he was all those things.
Was it his drugs?
I don't think he took drugs. I think he ate a lot of donuts.
I think if you're part of Hollywood, you probably take drugs.
Oh, not in those days.
I don't know, Scott.
No, back in those days, they didn't have drugs like that. Back in those days, they would shave down wagon wheels. And, you know...
How long ago?
Oh, this would have been like the 30s. About this time, this gentleman right here probably was at the party. I think he was at the party.
Hey, what about you know, when was Hank Williams around?
Hank Williams would have been the 1950s.
I know he overdosed on painkillers.
Do you know any good songs by Hank Williams?
I know a lot of good songs.
Oh, right. Well, what's a good one?
Hey, Good Looking. Mind Your Own Business. That's a good one.
Mind Your Own Business.
Yep. I'm So Lonesome I Could Cry, A Lost Highway. He got some good songs.
You ever hear that joke, what do you get when you play a country song backwards?
No.
You get your dog back, your car back, your woman back. I like that joke. I think that's a funny joke. Because those country songs are always depressing. They're always losing. I'm so lonesome I could cry. What is that all about?
I mean,
go to a party like Fatty Arbuckle. Just don't steamroll somebody. Don't crush anybody.
I think he was partying a little too hard, and that's what got him.
Well, I don't know. Well, who's your favorite country singer?
Probably Hank Williams.
Really? The original Hank Williams, not Hank Williams Jr. Now, let's get ready for some football, man.
I like Hank Williams, and I like Johnny Cash.
Johnny Cash. Now, you like Johnny Cash, right, John?
I do.
What's your favorite Johnny Cash song?
Folsom Prison.
Folsom Prison Blues.
Oh, but do you... I like his later stuff.
Well, like...
I like God's Gonna Cut You Down. That's a good one.
See, I like his... what's the last... Hurt.
Hurt's good.
Yeah. You know, he's right at the end of his life there.
That's sad.
Well, he was,
well,
but...
I know. Like, I mean,
that's a good song.
The song is sad.
Wasn't it a Nine Inch Nails song?
Boy Named Sue?
I have no idea.
No, I don't like Boy Named Sue.
Boy Named Sue's a good one.
Yeah. I like Delia.
Ring of Fire is good.
Well, that's an upbeat song.
Yeah.
Da-da-da-da-da-da, you know, Ring of Fire.
What was the other one?
You were singing Loretta Lynn there a second ago. She just died recently.
Yeah, I was like her.
Do you like any of the female singers, like Dolly Parton?
Dolly Parton's good. I like Dolly Parton.
Reba McEntire.
I don't know her. I know Trisha Yearwood, but I don't know, like...
I like Taylor Swift.
Oh, Taylor Swift! Well, didn't we have a whole thing about Taylor Swift the other night?
Yeah.
Taylor Swift is the smartest woman in the world, as far as I'm concerned. I think she's just brilliant.
She found the marketing strategy. You just date somebody, break up...
And then write
a song about them.
That's right.
All of a sudden, you make $1 million.
$1 million. She's a millionaire because she's... Have you seen what tickets to her concerts are going for? Thousands and thousands of dollars.
Yeah. She's a smart...
She's brilliant. What are her songs? Paper, I'd Marry You with Paper Rings.
She's like the king. Like she's almost like Elvis Presley, but a woman.
I just think what was her first? Tim McGraw. That was her first song.
Tim McGraw.
Yeah.
I was having a conversation the other night with somebody about Taylor Swift. I forget who that was, but she just this woman, an older woman, is a big Taylor Swift fan.
Yeah, Taylor's with tickets are hard to get. I've been trying to get tickets to go see her concert.
Well, it's thousands of dollars, even for the nosebleeds.
Yeah, yeah. And they're hard to get. You can't get them.
Not well, because really. Everybody wants to see her. She's brilliant.
I don't want to see her.
You don't want to see her?
Absolutely not.
It's like, you know, Garth Brooks and his... What's wrong with Taylor Swift?
Who would you want to see?
I'm actually kind of sad because, like, I think it was, like, the last year or the year before Montgomery Gentry came to the Popcorn Festival, and I didn't go see Montgomery Gentry. I like Montgomery Gentry.
Now, what do they sing?
I can't even think of the songs off the top of my head. Like, Where I Come From, I think, is them. Man, I got songs in my head.
Speaking of the Popcorn Festival real quick, so Colin Ray's coming to Marion.
Yes, yes.
Yeah.
We saw Colin Ray at the Palace.
We saw them at the Palace. Why don't we bring the same people back to Marion all the time?
Budget. It's all a budgeting issue.
It's all a budgeting.
That's right. I think we should bring back a comedian. We don't have comedians anymore. Yeah. We used to have comedians.
Yeah, we need to bring... Yeah, exactly. We need a comedian. We also need to bring back the person that does magic.
Like, I'd like to see a Jerry Seinfeld up on stage, or a, who else would be a good comedian of yesteryear? Because we can't afford the new ones. But one of yesteryear we could get. I think Jerry Seinfeld would be the one I'd go see.
Why do you want to get a comedian that's old? Or, like, not necessarily old, just not as relevant anymore.
Well, that's what our
not looking good for the age, right?
See, but like you could just like there are a lot of comedians that I find funny who like are basically not real people.
Not real people. Like who?
I mean they're real people. I just like they're not big. I mean like Preacher Lawson. I don't know if you guys know him. He's funny. I like Preacher Lawson.
And he's not real.
He's real. He's just super small.
Oh well, that's good. But we need a big name to put people out there for free.
He's not like a big name. Like he's funny though.
Like Jerry Seinfeld, everybody knows Jerry Seinfeld.
I don't know. I know Seinfeld. I don't like Seinfeld.
Yeah, but he would draw him in. And you know what they'd say? They'd look at him and go, "He looks good for his age." That's what they would do. Now I don't know what you do with an old actress like Jennifer Aniston. Do you just have a parade out there, sashay out?
Yeah, basically.
Ladies and gentlemen, Jennifer Aniston. Oh, there she is. She looks good for her age. So what have we learned tonight?
to not say that people look good for their age.
Right.
It's a
and
backhanded
if you,
compliment.
And if you want to know what people really look like, go to the beach.
Go to the beach.
What have you learned tonight, Sean?
I learned that you made fun of me. You said I look like the person on that paper.
Yeah. But are you going to look this man up to see what your genes are like? To find out where this man is in your family tree? Because I'm telling you, if you shake your family tree, this guy's going to fall out. I guarantee you. If this last man... I am not a betting man, but if his last name ain't Kraft, I'll eat this newspaper.
Oh, really?
His last... That's Mr. Kraft and Marilyn Meskey right there on the front page of the paper.
Oh, boy.
So is that all you learned?
I learned that, yep.
Okay, what'd you learn about all the topics we discussed?
I learned a little bit of all the bullcrap stuff.
That's right. That's what we do here on Friday night. We just have a lot of baloney. Well, I hope you enjoyed it tonight, wherever you are out there in the world, and I hope you come back with us next Friday night. It'll be summer next Friday night, the first show of summer.
And this will be the longest day of the year.
On Wednesday.
Yeah.
Yeah. First day of summer, and then we'll be back here next Friday. What are you going to do for the first show of summer, Matt?
First show? What are we going to do for the first show of summer?
You're going to bring a date?
Bring a date.
Well, we'll have like a couple's night. You can bring a date.
I'll find somebody to bring.
Who would you ask right now? If you had to ask somebody out on a date, who would it be?
If I had to ask somebody out on a date right now. That one. Athena.
Athena?
Yep.
Just ask the woman on the date. Don't tell her where she's going. Because they all get scared to death when they find out it's a radio station. So say, Athena, we're going out on a date Friday night at 8 o'clock. And then just pull up here. Bring her on in, and we'll say, hello, nice to meet you, you know, that sort of thing. That'll be good.
And then she's just on the radio.
And she's just on. Sean, who are you going to bring us a date?
Me, myself, and I.
No, you had a crush the other night, you told us. You had some crushes.
Yeah, I have some crushes, but I don't know if I'm...
A good 90-year-old we could find that you used to kiss on the lips, and...
But they're all dead.
They've all went under their reward, but we could probably find somebody who's 90 out there who you can lip lock with here on the air. It's going to be the first show of summer, folks. You're not going to want to miss that next Friday night. But for this Friday night, for Matt Morgan, for Sean Kraft, and all of us at WGH Radio, this is Scott Spears heading for the dugout.
Mechanicals.com.
Hey, hello, everyone. This is Pastor Steve Whitaker from Community Christian Fellowship in Prospect, Ohio. You can listen to our show, The Pastor Spot, every week at 9:15 in the morning on Fridays, and you can call in if you have any questions. Maybe you need something we need to pray about. But every week we have a great discussion, and we look at the world through a biblical perspective, and we look forward to you listening to the show.
The Marion Towers Apartments are a supporter of WWGH Radio 107.1 FM. Address, 400 Delaware Avenue. Phone number 740-387-9050.